It's fun right now to visit with one of the speakers, graduation speakers at Owatonna High School. Hamdia Idow is going to make one of the speeches in a parking lot on Sunday. It's a kind of a crazy format. But Hamdia, first of all, thanks for your time. And with the idea that, you know, the milestone of the graduation is here, you know, does it feel real? Or what's your overall thought about this time hitting graduation?
It's really surreal right now, especially at a time like this where there's such a huge pandemic around. I am still beyond excited. At the end of the day, I'm still graduating. And yeah, it's just so surreal at the moment.
What are you kind of missing most about being at high school with distance learning going on here at the end?
I guess distance learning for me in my part was quite simple and really easy to adapt with, since like I don't have to wake up 6 in the morning. I could wake up at 9 and do my work like that. It was very comfortable. I was able to engage with my teachers more. Okay. And yeah, overall it was a good experience.
Why did you apply to be, and maybe take me through the process of how you become a graduation speaker? So what went into that for you?
While I was applying for it, my mom also inspired me to become one. She, like, kind of, I guess, pushed me towards it. It was not something I did not want to do. It was something I would love to do, and my mom kind of helped me get there. When I applied for it, I just gave it my best shot, and next thing you know it, the principal and assistant principal sent balloons to my house congratulating me. it was just crazy overall, but I loved it and can't wait to actually speak at the graduation.
Do you have a history of speech or speaking at events? Is there some history for you?
A little bit, not too much. When I was in freshman year of high school, I was not at OHS, but at a different high school, and I didn't really speak, but it wasn't really a speech type of thing, more of a, I don't know, like congratulating people and greeting people at the front stage of like assembly type of thing. Yeah, it kind of helped me with my stage fright. I guess I'm not as scared anymore, but yeah, I didn't have too much of a experience towards it.
Now, this has got to be certainly an odd format for someone to make a speech. You think standing in an auditorium at Four Seasons or what have you, and you can look at the faces and people are there. I don't know, maybe it's going to be easier to just see a bunch of cars in front of you when you're talking on Sunday. How do you think that will feel to make a speech in that setting?
Well, it won't be as nervous, I can tell you that.
Well, that's awesome. Can you tell me something along the lines of the message that you want to deliver, or a theme for your presentation?
I want to deliver the message of, we might be having such a crazy graduation we thought we would be having, but this is an end of a beautiful chapter, and we're about to start a new one, and we're about to have a new beginning of our lives, and we should cherish the moments we've had.
Now, I imagine that a speech, is this something you would have written quite a while ago in the, I suppose, in the application process? Is that how this works?
Yeah, I don't know about the others, okay. But I've written this, like, I've been working on this speech, like, around beginning of this year.
Okay.
I remember last year's graduate, I went to the graduation because my mom wanted me to, we moved here recently, so mm-hmm. We came around 2019's graduate, and we participated at their graduation, and when I saw the way the commencement speaker was speaking, it kind of inspired me, and so I was really excited, so I started writing it around January. I don't know if that's a little too early, but it's been in the works since January, I guess.
Okay, well, I'm talking to Hamdia Aidao, one of the speakers for Owatonna High School graduation. Graduation will be heard on AM 1390 KRFO. Students will be in their cars in the parking lot at Federated Insurance on the south side of town. That does bring up a couple of questions here, though, Hamdia. One would be starting a speech quite a while ago to then have the distance learning fall into play, and even, frankly, the social situation in the country right now. Have some of those things influenced or guided, kind of taken the speech in one direction or another?
It definitely has. Since I've been trying to write this for a while, it kind of changed everything up since of the pandemic and everything going on. But I was still able to write it down. It was an interesting one, at least.
Well, I'm very excited to hear this on Sunday. Hamdia, what's your plan for after high school?
I am planning to attend to St. Kate, majoring nursing.
And what drives you in that direction?
Ever since I was a kid, I've always wanted to help people in the healthcare world, and it's always been a dream of mine.
And then tell me about activities that you've been involved in the high school. In your short time at OHS, what kind of things have you jumped in on and been a part of with extracurricular activities?
Since I was just admitted to OHS as a senior, I haven't done much at OHS as a whole, but as my whole high school career, I guess. Okay. I've been swimming for most of my high school time. I did a lot of competitions. There was one that always I have a memory of is my swimming gala that I got in third place for. I've also was president of my environmental club. I did a lot of community services. I helped out a lot of orphanages. Mm-hmm. Like a HIV, HIV orphanage for little kids that I've helped out a lot. Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure visiting with you. As I said before, I'm very excited to hear your speech. I've been working on it for a long time. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. Hamdia Aidao. Yeah. Any other closing thoughts or feelings to share right now?
I just hope that everyone's safe during this pandemic.
Well, that's a great note to wrap up on. Hamdia Aidao, Owatonna High School senior class of 2020.